I'll try not to eat it.
You're okay. Hi guys, Bradley Dillon here for thenewfury.com, and we are in Tampa, Florida for the first time in a while. Could finally get off a night of work to enjoy a good night of progressive rock and metal and all that sorts of stuff. So we're actually here with some new friends of mine who are in Florida for the first time, but definitely enjoying themselves out there. But why don't you introduce yourself, what band you play in, and what you do in the band.
Hey Brad, I'm Otto. I'm from Sleep Mix Waves. I play guitar. We're a little band out of Sydney, Australia. I just ate a cheese sandwich, and now I'm enjoying watching some chickens and the sunlight.
Yo, I gotta say, I haven't been here in a couple months because I'm a dad and I work full time,
yeah,
and
right.
There's a lot of cock out here.
Oh boy. I wish I had one of those like little whistles that go boop. You can add that in later. Edit that in.
But on a more serious note, how are you guys enjoying the U.S. tour? I mean, I know you guys have never been to Florida, and you guys are probably doing some exploring, eh?
That's absolutely right. I mean, this whole tour has been a bit of exploration for us. We've never done anything this extensive before. We were in the States briefly in 2012 for South by Southwest. We just did a handful of shows around that, but this is our first like big boy tour, so I've just loved it. We're on this incredible bus with a great crew, and we've traveled about 15,000 Ks, which I'm not sure how many miles that is, you know, maybe 8,000. And just the different kind of terrain, the different kind of people, the cultures, it's like traveling through 50 countries, you know, it's amazing. It never gets boring.
Yeah, because that's actually how I first heard of you guys, that you guys were playing South by Southwest of 4 or so years ago.
Oh yeah, right on. Yeah.
And what was that like for you, and how did you guys get on with that?
Man,
that sounds awesome.
It was a lot of fun. It feels like a dream now. Like we just released this album, our first album, and our manager kind of sent a few copies overseas, and I think we kind of applied for South by on a wing and a prayer, and we're blown away. I remember I was sitting at a train station in Sydney about to go to my day job when I found out we were doing it, and it just blew my mind. So we got our shit together and pulled our money and flew over, and it was just so exhausting. Like we were playing, you know, two shows a day. Maybe we'd have one at 9 p.m. then one at 1 a.m. that kind of schedule. And I remember like the shows feeling like a dream. Like it was so tiring and so exhausting, and I was so zonked that the whole thing just was colors and light and energy, and it was beautiful. Some of my happiest memories of playing shows were actually in those rooms around Austin. It was the first time we were here, so we were stoked to be overseas.
Yeah, I remember a couple years ago I was putting together, my top 100 albums of 2014 list, because I listen to that much music.
Hey, you gotta list something.
I agree. And Love of Cartography, I think, was number 40 or something like that. I forget what albums were surrounding it, but I know it's a very good album that I revisit a lot. Why do you think that album was so successful for you guys in expanding your fan base?
I think that it was a more optimistic record, and I think it was a more electronic record. I think that, and so we just read everything, there was a lot of darkness that pointed to that, a lot of kind of anger. And with Love and Cartography, we just sort of started hitting our stride around the world and playing shows, and we realized how much fun it is to play upbeat songs, and we realized that the more fun we were having on tour, it was like when we were playing those kinds of songs. So we wanted to write a record full of that kind of stuff. So tracks like Great Northern, Perfect Detonator, something like Avalanches all sort of fell out of that mindset of feeling a bit more optimistic about the world and wanting to write something that people could groove to a little bit. So I think that all kind of played into what was a bit more commercial success. But that wasn't really our intention. It was just kind of something that fell out of it. And also just that we worked our butts off. You know, we toured the shit out of that thing and went to Europe 3 times, went around Australia heaps of times. And so it was all part of that whole process that we just kept touring.
Now, since you guys are based out of Australia, I often wonder, with it being a continent and what all... I can't even talk right now. I need a drink. Have you personally explored almost everything there is to explore in Australia?
Man, no, not even close. I feel like I know more about this country than I do my own. Wow. We've hit all the capital cities so many times, it makes my head spin. But they're all quite similar. I mean, when you compare flying from Sydney to Perth to flying from New York to LA, it's a world of difference. You get off the plane in Perth and you're like, well, this is basically the same, except the ocean's on the other side. But you fly to New York and you're like, this could be a different country. So there's so many parts of Australia beyond the cities that I haven't seen. The far northern territory, a lot of the western coast, the Great Barrier Reef I've never even been to. We've been to Tasmania, thankfully, but everything in the middle I haven't seen. There's a lot left to see.
You know, unfortunately, Monuments isn't playing tonight. I'm really bummed about that. I've done a lot of research and, you know, how almost impossible it is for bands to get over to the U.S. and play if they don't have a huge fan base here. But for you guys, how have you guys kind of tried to expand your fan base while you're touring here? Because you never know when you'll be back, you know?
It's true. Yeah, I mean, getting on this tour is the biggest was the biggest win for us. Like, the Torsionists are amazing and have a very open-minded and melodically minded fan base. I think a lot of their stuff is very beautiful and moving. And so I think there'll be definitely a group of people who come to see that show who might rock up having never heard of us, who are like, oh, I kind of like what these guys do for the same reason I might like the Contortionist, even though there's no singer. And so the whole plan with this tour is, like any support, you know, you jump on and, you know, you lose a bunch of money doing it, but it's worth it because hopefully the people that you impress the first time around come back the second time and you do it by yourself. And so we're lucky enough to have the Contortionist coming back with us back to Australia in August, and they'll be touring with us there. So we're doing a bit of a swap. Which has worked out great because they're awesome dudes and we love their music. So it's just all about plugging away and trying to get some momentum happening for when we drop the next album next year.
I'm excited for that. But I do have a couple more questions for you before we wrap this up, because I know you have to go do band musician things.
Yep.
So the first question I have, it was actually fan submitted, but a lot of people are wanting to know if you use what kind of delay pedals you use. I'm not musically inclined, so
yeah, no, I can answer that. I mean, the first thing is, well, I actually posted all of our boards up on our Instagram, so instagram.com/sleepmakeswavesaus for Australia. They're all there, but to answer quickly, I primarily now use the Strymon Timeline as my main delay. So does Dan. Alex is using an Eventide Time Factor, but I also supplement that with a Boss DD7. And then I get a lot of extra sounds out of a Strymon Big Sky, which is a reverb pedal that has a huge amount of functionality that I try to tap into.
I actually got that question from someone off of Reddit. I've used Reddit before a few months ago, but it works out really well for me.
Hello, Reddit.
So last question for you. There's been a lot of musician deaths very recently that have hit me hard. Yeah. David Bowie, Prince. Especially Prince the last few days, but I don't know if you have any connections with him, or like, has his death or even David Bowie's affected you at all?
Oh man, it has been incredibly rough. David Bowie's hit me first, obviously, that was what happened earlier, and it was just surprising how bummed out I was. Like, I was at the gym at the time, and I remember hearing about it, and it was like, I just stopped what I was doing and went straight home, and it was just like, so sad, and it's one of those things that I thought about it, and we're in this age now where all these heroes who did so much incredible stuff for music are getting old, and it's kind of like we have to harden our calluses to that now, because otherwise we'll just be in this perpetual state of mourning these incredible people. I mean, Prince, the Prince thing was awful. Our drummer especially is a massive fan of Prince, and we all love and respect everything that he did, and he was just one of the greatest, you know, guitar playing and bass playing and songwriting. So having these people leave, although we never met them, and although we can still connect with their music in the same way, it definitely makes you think about your own life and what you're doing in it, and all those kinds of big questions. I don't want to get all sappy on you, but it sucked. It really sucked to hear about that stuff. And we played a show in honor of Prince that night, and went a little bit harder than usual for him.
A lot of people have said there is a crazy concert going on wherever you believe the afterlife is.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you for giving me some of your time today. I'm stoked to see you guys in an hour after I eat some Subway.
Hell yeah.
Subway is awesome.
Get on.
Thanks again for giving me some of your time. And if you guys listen to this, be sure to check out Sleep Makes Waves on the rest of their awesome tour with the Contortionist and Entheos, who are really, really good, by the way.
They are excellent.
Bradley Dillon, Sleep Makes Waves, because I can't even talk, out. Bye.